I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Cassandra Bain, Lady Bain, thank you so much for that interview. I am kind of on my heels with your story. By the end of the story, I forgot what the beginning was.
Right.
But in the beginning, I couldn't think of anything else. But what you were going through in order to get where you are, it's truly an amazing story. And I have a story of one life I lived, and then an event in my life, and then another life that I've had. But it's not an unusual story like yours. Being a Detroit police officer, how long were you actually a police officer in Detroit?
Since 2004.
So it was 2004 to like 10 years?
2014. Mm-hmm.
A decade. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And what made you want to be a police officer?
Oh, this part is really funny. So
I like funny.
Okay. It was kind of a toss up between being a nurse and being a police officer. But I remember growing up, and we had a mini station on our corner, and there was a female cop and a male cop. And I was absolutely fascinated with the both of them. So I would just go in after school, after I walk home from school, and just sit in there with them and listen to the radio. And
they were like,
you know,
there every day.
You know, I would say enough.
Enough, right. Yeah. You counted on, you always looked for them, huh?
Yes. And I just, you know, I had it in my heart to help people that were in distress, and that was in me very early. So, and I would talk to them like I was an adult with them, and
oh, cool,
ask them all the fun questions. So, yeah.
So that inspired you, and then you got near graduating and took that path, huh? You decided that it was going to be a police officer.
Yeah, well, this is the funny part to it. We had this crime dog called McGruff, the crime dog.
McGruff, and, I remember
him. Yeah.
He came to our school and he introduced the Blue Pigs. The Blue Pigs was a singing group, and they would go around to schools and different events, and they would sing. And I'm like, because I love to sing by this time, right? So I'm like, I want to be a Blue Pig. I want to sing and be a police officer. So I got my wish both times. I sure did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you ever have to use your weapon?
Well, I never had to shoot anybody. I thank God for that. I've had to draw it several times. But
yeah, did you? Okay. Mm-hmm. I like to ask that question because I think it's interesting to know that people who are police officers sometimes never use their weapons. And I think a lot of people out there think that they're just all dying to use their weapons. And I think that that's not true.
That's right. 90% of it is just, you know, you have to know how to talk to people and de-escalate a situation.
Yeah. And you, like you said, it's educating the public, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And then in 2014, and it was the night of the Eric Garner, the big protest, that you were in a car accident that would change your life. And that became a moment of reckoning for you, basically, right? You spent the next 2 years trying to figure out what direction you were going to take. Was it difficult to let go of being a police officer?
It sure was. The sight and sound of it, just, you know, because I wrapped myself into that career, you
right.
know.
And there's a certain amount of power and respect that comes with the job as well, right?
Yes. And it was kind of hard becoming a civilian again, you know, especially when you're just used to the whole slang of it. Like, you know, just.
Did you ever think that like that Eric Garner night would be something that we would experience on an escalating scale over the next, you know, 6-7 years? Or did you think that was a one and done?
I had a premonition. I really did. I believe it was it after? No, this was after the Eric Garner thing. But when I saw the shootings, the random shootings of the police officers in Dallas.
Right. Oh, right.
I saw all this, the climate is changing completely. I caught like the tail end of the glory of being a cop where, you know, the kids would wave at you and, you know, the citizens would be happy to see you. So I would say about maybe 2006, 2007, right. It changed from waving to giving us the middle finger.
Yeah. Like, David Chappelle talks about like putting on a target every time you walk out. And it's a scary proposition these days as a police officer.
It sure is.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Well, wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Do you still have friends that are police officers?
I do. And specifically during this pandemic, I just used whatever I had in me to try to be a shoulder for them to cry on and, you know, just be there for them emotionally.
Well, give them love for us. We appreciate them.
I absolutely will. Thank you.
Do they ever say to you, Cassandra, you're so lucky you sing now? The gratitude for what happened to you, is it seen or acknowledged by your friends who are still police officers?
It is. It's hard to kind of say this without crying, but, and I humbly say this, there was a few of them that said, hey, we always knew you were a star or meant to do something more. And I heard a lot of beautiful comments. And I said, maybe this had to happen for me to step into the next phase of my life.
You have to write a book.
I'm looking into it. Absolutely.
You definitely have to. I didn't really want the interview to end just because it was so amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I love it when people find their authentic journey and they are, you know, almost grateful for everything that's happened, even though it's tragic, just to get an opportunity to find out what's important to them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then they pass that on to others and inspire them. It's beautiful.
Yes.
And thank you for coming on the show and sharing this with us.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's truly a blessing.
Thank you so much. We loved it. I was enjoying listening to you guys talk, just like Scott was enjoying listening to us talk. And, you know, we could have you on again tomorrow and still enjoy the conversation.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to call you and say, we missed it. We didn't record any of that. We got to do it all again.
Get you back on the phone. Yeah, thank you, Cassandra.
Thank you so much, Cassandra.
Oh, you're most welcome, and good vibes to you.
The Only One in the Room has brand new interviews for you every week. You won't want to miss our full episodes every Tuesday, Scott Talks on Wednesday, and our new Thursday series, The Now Normal. And twice per month, be sure to catch our 30-minute Sunday edition by subscribing to the show wherever you get your podcasts. Join our Only One in the Room Facebook group if you'd like to tell us about your Only One story. All of us at The Only One in the Room wish you safety and wellness.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.